knows it. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The Justice Department is asking the Supreme Court to reject former President Trump's bid to again empower an independent arbiter to examine classified records taken by the FBI from his Florida home.
Attorneys for the former president want the Supreme Court to overturn a lower ruling and allow a so-called special master to review roughly 100 documents with classified markings taken from Mar-a-Lago during an FBI search in August. An appeals court sided with the Justice Department's request to limit the review to a much larger batch of non-classified material. DOJ wants the justices to sit this one out, arguing Trump's claim has no merit in a case that involves extraordinarily sensitive government records. Trump insists the documents were no longer classified, telling Fox News presidents can declassify information simply by thinking about it.
The leaders,
Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The leaders of the group of seven industrialized nations, including President Biden, condemned the latest bombardment of targets in Ukraine by Russian forces, saying they will stand firmly with Ukraine for as long as it takes, defying warnings from Moscow that Western assistance would prolong the war and the pain of the people of Ukraine. She had a decades-long career on film, on Broadway, and TV as the crime-solving novelist Jessica Fletcher in Murder, She Wrote, later returning to musicals.
I'm a little scared.
Angela Lansbury has died. She won 5 Tony Awards and a Lifetime Achievement Award and earned Academy Award nominations in supporting roles for Gaslight, The Picture of Dorian Gray, and The Manchurian Candidate. Her family says she died at home in Los Angeles. Angela Lansbury was 96. A jury in Connecticut has wrapped up its second full day of deliberations on how much conspiracy theorist Alex Jones should pay for saying the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting was a hoax. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A former Democrat congresswoman leaves the party.
She sought the Democratic nomination for president in 2020. Now she's leaving the left in the dust.
I'm calling on my fellow common sense, independent-minded Democrats to join me in leaving the Democratic Party.
That from her Twitter page at Tulsi Gabbard. The former Democratic congresswoman from Hawaii has been slamming the Democrats and President Biden, accusing them of escalating tensions with Moscow, and says she's no longer on board with a party she claims is under the influence of a small group.
Fox's CJ Papa. Lawyers for former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder have asked a judge to dismiss misdemeanor charges related to the Flint water crisis. A week after, a different judge took that step with seven other former city officials. Snyder wasn't covered by the other judge's decision because she was overseeing felony charges against the others. His legal team argues the same logic must be applied. In 2014, Flint managers appointed by Snyder took the city out of a regional water system and began using the Flint River to save money while a new pipeline to Lake Huron was being built. But the river water wasn't treated to reduce its corrosive qualities. Lead broke off from old pipes and contaminated the system for more than a year, making people sick. The airline industry is betting people in major cities will take electric air taxis to the airport.
Delta Airlines will invest in Joby, an Uber-backed air taxi company. Electric taxis haven't been cleared yet to fly passengers, but Delta is betting they will eventually be transporting passengers to and from airports. The plan is to eventually offer service in New York and Los Angeles. Delta is spending $60 million for a 2% stake in Joby, but its investment could go up to $200 million. United Airlines and American are also hoping to use electric planes.
Fox's Jenny Casola. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.